You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to all our listeners, especially Josh and Tom, who I know are listening because I see them on Facebook. But this is a radio show, so we'll continue. After, in our second half hour, we're going to have Nikki Freed on. She's going to, or getting prepared to run for Florida Ag Commission. So we're going to talk to her about what she sees in the environment. But we've got a legend on the phone with us now. We've got Alligator Ron Bergeron. Alligator Ron is a winner of the Horatio Alger Award in 2018. Ron, what does that mean, and how's that empower you to do even more?
Well, Horatio Alger was the great writer that wrote about the rags to riches, most philanthropic people in America. Mm-hmm. And actually, Horatio Alger started in 1947. I was 3 years old, and it was, I can't tell you how humble and honored that I would be selected for that. And it's amazing what all of these great Americans have done, including four presidents of the United States that's in Horatio Alger. But it's amazing that since 1984, they've raised close to $150 million and have sent underprivileged children that would have never got an education, 25,000 to college. And it's been a great honor for me, and I'm really humble. And I think the thing that's most important to me, that my story inspire these young people, all these scholars that were there at this event, and realize that the American dream is still alive. And it actually changed my life to be a part of that, and I'm very, very humble about it, and I hope I can do more good things to make the world better. I've been very blessed, and my family and my life partner, Allie Waldman, is excited about being able to do great things for our community and across the nation.
I think it's amazing. In fact, it's a small world. Last Thursday, I was meeting with a client of mine, and I turned to him and I said, you know, you're a Horatio Alger story. And he goes, who is that? And what is that? And I said, well, I think that's a guy who wrote a bunch of books about a bunch of people that were successful, rags to riches. He goes, well, let's look that up. And we Googled it, and that's what it was. And so then, interestingly enough, you're on the show this week, so my friend is listening. I want to say high five to my friend, I'll just call him AC. And I know he's listening because he too is a Horatio Alger story. I'm so inspired by people that are rags to riches stories. Did you meet any of the kids that were there that day, Ron?
Yeah, actually, it's a 3-day event. And at the breakfast, you're actually, the scholars are sitting with us at one breakfast. And then there's another breakfast the following day where we're speaking to all of the scholars that are there, all these children that has had very, very difficult lives. We're able to answer their questions and guide them to realize the American dream is still alive. And what are the disciplines, the determination, and the sacrifice to succeed?
Uh-huh.
I personally never looked at it as a sacrifice, even though I lived in a house trailer 16 years beyond when I could have bought anything I wanted. I was fine with that.
Listen, I think that one of the most important things is giving good lessons to young people. I mentor many, many young people, and my wife and I have given a scholarship up at the University of Florida for underprivileged students, and I've met them. It's some of the most motivating things that you'll ever do. If you have the chance to help somebody achieve their goals, find their goals, understand who they are, I don't think that there's a more important role that you can have in life. Obviously, you want to do that for your kids and your family first, but if you can do it for somebody else that doesn't even expect it, well, that's just straight from the heart, and it's one of the most beautiful things. It's what, to me, it's all about being alive. Ron, how about you?
Well, that That's what's great about America. Oh, you know, yes. We live in the greatest country in the world.
100%.
And you know, there's so many people that do give back, that have become successful and making a difference. And that's what makes it so great. We should all be very proud. And, you know, it's all about we. There is a song out there called All About Me, but truthfully, it's all about we. And we can make a difference throughout America and in our communities. And we definitely can help others. I think it's a great feeling, personally. I really love making a difference.
Oh, me too. One of the young people that I mentored, I think I talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago, recently I helped him get a job so he could stay. He was from overseas. I helped him get a job so he could get a green card. And then he became a citizen just last week. It was one of my most proudest moments. He texted me. The smile on his face was so beautiful. It really, really does make me feel alive to be able to help people live their lives. I mean, after all, what are we here for? Just to live in an ivory tower on our own, honk people, have them get out of our way on I-95? No, I don't think so. I think what we're here for is to provide leadership.
Yeah, that's true. And if any of the listeners want to come to the events, they can go on my website to alligatorronbergeron.com and go to our philanthropic section. But our events out here, we host the largest attended charity in all of Florida. We've been doing it for 23 years. It's called the Ranch Rome. And we take care of 13,000 children in the Broward County Boys and Girls Club. And I look out into the audience every year, And I say to everybody, it's all about we, and we can make a difference. So I would invite anyone to come. Our events are scheduled, and we all can make a difference.
That's awesome.
100%, Ron.
That's awesome, Ron.
Yeah, you know, we talk about on our show that it's all about you, that it's all about the other person, the person on the other side of the radio. And, Ron, you really are one of the great things here in South Florida. If there's ever a chance where we can come out and maybe do something live and maybe bring some of the kids on and give them an experience, maybe your team can help coordinate that with us.
Sure, absolutely. And we have the Bergeron Rodeo Grounds, and it's been there 81 years.
Ride that pony!
I want to go to the rodeo.
I can actually enter you in the bull riding, Jim, if you're...
Yes!
Oh wait, that's Wanda saying yes.
I'm a Taurus.
Yes.
Put me on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bull rider, but I ride them virtually. You got like a virtual bull riding thing there, Ron? Maybe you need a clown. I'd probably be a good clown. What do you think about that, Wanda? Would I be a good clown? Yeah, Wanda's on the phone.
You're a clown.
Yeah, I am a clown. I know that. Ron, I want to thank you so much for being here. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Can you give me the bottom line, what you want people to take away from this? Because I think it's about paying it forward, that the American dream is still alive, and that hard work gets you where you need to go.
Yeah. Well, always be humble. Always be thankful. Like my mother would say, thank God for what you got. Don't worry about what you ain't got, because you ain't got it anyway. And the American dream is still alive. And God bless America. And God bless all of Floridians.
Ron, can I just say that you're more of an inspiration to me as a Horatio Alger recipient than you ever could be as a governor?
Well, I'm going to be still intricately involved. And I'm going to be supporting the people that will take care of Florida and all of Floridians. You can bet on that, okay?
Well,
Thank you. We
really appreciate that, Ron. And coincidentally, we've got somebody that you might want to listen to in the next half hour. She's running for Ag Commissioner. Nikki Fried will be up next. We want to thank you so much, Ron, for being on the show. But more than that, I want to thank you for all the people you help that you're never going to meet, the hands you're never going to shake, the hugs and kisses they're never going to give you. We want to give them to you right now. Ron, Alligator Ron Bergeron, Horatio Alger 2018, and great Floridian. Ron, thank you for helping make Florida great. And I want to thank my friends for watching on Facebook and listening to you too, Ron. I want to thank you so much for making Florida a super place to live. Keep on at it. We're part of the team. Hope your folks, we're going to reach out to them, and we're going to do some more stuff with you, Ron. We promise.
Well, I look forward to that, and happy trails to everybody.
Happy trails, Ron!